little bit of misinformation.
Meanwhile, a number of asylum seekers' tents in Dublin were damaged over the weekend regarding investigating an incident along the Grand Canal on Saturday night. They say they continue to engage with all rough sleepers and direct them towards available homelessness services. A man in his 20s remains in custody following a fatal stabbing in County Kildare. A man in his 30s died in the incident at a house in Sallins at around 3 o'clock yesterday morning. Gardaí made the arrest of the scene and a post-mortem is due to be carried out today. Fianna Fáil councillor Carmel Kelly lives in Sallins.
Devastating tragedy for the families and the friends involved. My thoughts and prayers are with them and, of course, the neighbours in what is such a small, quiet cul-de-sac here in Sallins. A shocking experience for them too.
Tens of thousands of people have been on the streets once more in Georgia in protest against a new law that they say would threaten press freedom. It would brand organisations with funding of 20% or more coming from abroad as agents of foreign influence. Tina Kidashely is a former Georgian defence minister.
They cannot allow for Western installed spies, this is the wording from my government, Western installed spies to be in charge of the country and to have an influence over the political processes.
Gas was the leading provider of electricity last month, 42% of our power generated by gas in April following a particularly windy period in February and March. However, the latest figures from Gas Networks Ireland show demand is down across several sectors, including construction, residential and retail. The Director of Strategy and Regulation, Edwina Nighan, explains why.
The weather was warmer in April versus March, so some of those sectors would be temperature sensitive. Other factors could be, you know, people are using less gas, they're becoming more environmentally conscious. Price is obviously a factor for them as well.
The government needs to act with more urgency to meet its 2025 and 2030 electricity capacity targets. The Climate Change Advisory Council is encouraging people to spread their electricity use evenly through the day in order for the system to function better. And in entertainment news, the BAFTA TV Awards in Britain saw Top Boy, Happy Valley and The Sixth Commandment the big winners. Two prizes each for those. Former Coronation Street star Sarah Lancashire was named Best Leading Actress. Top Boy was Best Drama. The Sixth Commandment picked up Best Limited Drama and Best Actor for its star Timothy Spall.
The other actors in this are all bloody brilliant. They're all bloody brilliant, and I am in awe of their talent. It's just lovely. I've always wanted one of these.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Gaelic Games, the Jim McGuinness comeback tour continues apace after Donegal landed the Ulster Senior Football title amid a penalty shootout victory over Armagh at Clonus after a 20 points apiece draw. Dublin's 14th Leinster title in a row puts them into a group with Mayo, Roscommon and Cavanaugh, but they were made to work hard by Louth, who were within 4 points of the All-Ireland champions at Croke Park. Chair Brennan's Wee County will take the final group spot alongside Kerry, Monaghan and Meath. The Dubs boss Desi Farrell was asked if the Dubs should play outside of Croke Park for their matches over the course of the coming weeks.
The Dublin followers like to travel. There's always a great atmosphere in those regional venues. I think our boys respond better to this, that stimulus as well. You know, it's something different, and we like being on the road too, but ultimately it'll be a decision for the powers to be.
Rory McIlroy's landed the Wells Fargo Championship. He carded a final round 6 under to win by 5 strokes, his fourth ever win at the event. Aston Villa no victory over Liverpool will secure Champions League football. Unai Emery's side exited the Europa Conference League at the semi-final last week. It's an 8 o'clock start. And Ireland's cricketers suffered a 7-wicket defeat to Pakistan in their second T20 in Dublin. It levels the 3-match contest at 1 apiece ahead of the decider in Clontarf on Tuesday.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Rain extending northwards, heavy falls, a clearance of sunshine and showers developing in the southwest later on. Some of the showers heavy as well. Cooler than recent days, highs amid moderate winds of 13 to 17 degrees. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy.
It's Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome to Monday.
Welcome to Monday.
Very much. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Wow.
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
God. I worked all weekend.
Where's
Friday off, then I worked all Saturday, all Sunday.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to it. There's so many of us so excited about this new series. When's it going to air?
September.
Lucy Investigates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's going to be good. We can talk about that more later.
Don't want to talk about it ever again.
I want to talk about it. There's a couple of them that I'm really interested in.
Between only a couple?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, I'm obviously interested in all of them. Yes. Oh, my God.
I have to watch every Instagram post you put up.
You don't have to. You don't have to. And I don't see... I didn't see
you... Well, you stopped tagging me, which is good.
I didn't... Yeah, I have, actually, yeah. And I didn't see you looking at the one that's now to 13,000 views on TikTok. I'm a TikTok sensation.
No, but you told me that you were up.
Yes, that's what we do. Can I tell you about this?
Go on.
Prague. You've been?
Nah,
you didn't like it?
I've never been.
Oh, have you not?
Nope.
Okay, all right. City centre, Prague. Very nice.
Strasbourg.
Very nice. Okay, but one problem with Prague?
Rats or pigeons?
No, hens and stags. Different types of animals. Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so if you go a certain time of year, hens and stags.
God, I would not think of going to Prague for my stag.
Okay. Prague for my stag, that's why. Oh no, it is covered in stags.
Oh.
So, the council in Prague have proposed a blanket ban on all fancy dress costumes worn by stag and hen parties.
They're dead right.
In a fresh bid to clamp down on over-tourism and clean up the city's image. You can be arrested now for wearing a ridiculous costume.
But I would, like, I'd say this, hens all over Prague, as in girls dressed as actual
Oh yeah,
hens.
And with all sorts of things attached to their head and their bodies.
Yes,
their,
and wings. Very rude, whim-wham things.
And men with sellotape. Oh, it's just...
Come on.
Sorry.
Cop on.
Okay, so cop on.
Well, cop on is probably gone from my list from Thursday of things you don't say to people anymore.
Oh, I still sort of do.
Cop on is very old-fashioned.
Yes. Interesting where the word cop... What is that word? What is the word cop? Anyway, so they've had a lot of problems, a lot of mess and stuff going on.
What are you saying? I can't... If I decide to remarry...
Don't go to Prague. Or if you do go to Prague, don't dress up in a silly outfit. I have heard now that people are now staying in Ireland for their stags and hens because it is so expensive now to go away, right?
Yeah.
And one of the more popular destinations used to be Kilkenny.
Carrick and Shannon. That's where I had my hen.
Okay. No. Carlingford.
Oh.
So.
Oh, our friend Carlingford.
Yes, our friend from Carlingford. So I was talking to somebody who was there recently, I won't say who it is, but was there at a hen in Carlingford, and she said she couldn't believe the entire town, like one bar there was a stag, the other bar there was a hen, the other, like it's become, and there's hen houses.
Hen houses?
And they're actually advertised as hen houses. So you can rent them out for your hen's party, and they have stuff in the house for you and everything.
Now,
Carlingford Central.
Slightly digressing.
Well, good man yourself.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Would you rent out your house to a hen party?
Not in a million years. Could you imagine? No.
You join in.
No. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. That's a good one. Yeah. Anyway, do you know what's interesting? If you want to get involved now, 087-188-0008.
Where did you have your hen?
I had mine in Carlingford.
No way.
Yeah, I had my stag in Carlingford.
We've just talked about that.
Yeah. No, but it's become cool again. No, we didn't say I had my stag in Carlingford.
No, I know, but we just talked about it. Carlingford.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's back. It's early, isn't it? Right. It's Ireland's
class.
You're
going to sneeze. All the talk of
Ireland. You're allergic to them. Yeah. It's Ireland's classic. It's right.
Come on, be a man about it. You
meet you, yeah. Seems like my time has come and now I'm moving on. I'll be stronger.
Set me free. Get me out this misery.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me the way.
Show me the way.
My life,
my life again.
You can't handle me.
No, no, no.
Ah, yes, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning.
It's our birthday game. Play with us.
It is our birthday. It is our birthday game. Play with us.
Robert Pattinson, what age is he?
I think we need a jingle for this part of the show.
No, we don't.
It is our birthday game. Why don't you play with us? You like him, don't you?
Like?
He's the Twilight. Do you know what?
It's an understatement.
I didn't like the Twilight movies. But
love.
After
what?
That, no, I wasn't into them at all.
What?
Not into vampires. I'm just going to put it out there now. Don't have time for
vampires. More fool you. You're a loss.
Yeah. But after that, he made some very interesting choices in some of the movies he made where he's gone into independent movies and some really good stuff. So I respect the man, and I'm going to say to everybody listening, he's 37.
38.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect age for me. Now, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Stevie Wonder. Who doesn't love Stevie Wonder?
Me.
No, sorry.
No, like,
No. No, you can't just say I don't like Stevie. The man has released like 27
that
albums.
That doesn't make me think, ooh, I love Stevie. What if he called you now? I'd go, get out.
You are the sunshine.
Get out. That's what I'd say to
you. You are the sunshine of my life.
Thank you. But that's nothing to do with this.
You
just named the full album.
Isn't
I like Ebony and Ivory. Was that him?
Yeah, he sang that with Paul McCartney.
Right, that's the only one I'd say. Come here, you.
No, okay, sorry. I want to write this moment down, because the day that the world loses Stevie Wonder,
I will take a week.
I will take a week off work. I just want to say that now.
But Stevie Wonder dies, you're going to take a week off work.
He is a living genius. He is a living genius.
Ridiculous.
I'd probably fly to his funeral. Seriously. Hello, what's happened?
Oh my God, did I say hazy?
Siri thinks it is 82. I said.
74.
You know, he was
famous. His name is Stephen Demaris. That's what I'd call him if he called in. Stevie Wonder. I'd say, hey, Mr. Morris.
No. Don't do that. Don't.
Well then.
No.
Treat Shakin' Stevens, Mr. Stevens, to you with more respect in the future.
Mr. Stevens had two hits. One was about being crazy, and the other was about the colour of a door.
Great songs. Good album. Dennis Rodman.
Oh, very weird man.
He's a very close friend of Kim.
Young, yeah. Okay, he was a basketball player. Have a look at him. Some of the stuff. Oh,
state
no.
of
he's very
state of
very strange. He's. I'm going to say 69.
63.
Thank you.
CBS soap opera Knots Landing ends after 14 years. Spin-off from Dallas. Never watched it. Don't care. Just asking the question.
1991.
1993. Mm. The final episode of Frasier. Frasier.
Love Frasier.
And NBC is watched by 33 million people, including Colm Hayes.
Yeah.
What year?
2007?
2005.
Okay, I got that then. I think I nearly got everything. I said 2007.
Okay.
2005.
So 2004. I didn't read it properly. Finally, Man City beats QPR 3-2 at City of Manchester Stadium to win English Premier League title for the first time ever on a goal difference from Man United. You should remember this.
Oh, that was sad.
So Man City beat Man United.
Yeah, I know.
In what year?
No, they didn't beat them. They beat QPR, but they admit 2004.
2012.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. I don't care about Man City.
Listen to me, mister. Going to take time off Stevie Wonder's death, right?
I'm flying to his funeral.
You won't get access.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised. What?
You pretend you know everything about Man United.
No, I don't.
And do you know what's happened? You've let yourself down. You've let the station down. You've left the brand down, and
Charmin phone's ring. Stevie Wonder's on the line.
And it's fuming.
Good morning. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hungary, your destination for affordable smiles. Access Smile provides quality dental care without compromise. At our clinic in Budapest, our advanced dental technology has provided thousands of clients with countless smiles, from mouth reconstruction to dental implants, crowns, bridges and veneers. Access Smile also provides assessment and aftercare right here in Ireland. Craft your picture-perfect smile affordably at access-smile.ie.
Welcome to Midlands Park Hotel, your premier four-star destination, nestled in the heart of Ireland's majestic Midlands. Immerse yourself in leisure with our newly renovated health and fitness club. Relax in our luxury rooms and indulge in award-winning dining across three restaurants. Visit midlandsparkhotel.com to find out more. Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65, with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and four visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero. Kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You
Morning.
With Colm Hayes, Lucy Kennedy, and the greatest classic hits at breakfast.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around. That's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Just 6:30. Let's go to the newsroom for an update.
Good morning. The government's set to launch a major review of welfare entitlements for asylum seekers. Meanwhile, several asylum seekers' tents in Dublin were damaged over the weekend. The legal age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco products is set to rise from 18 to 21 under landmark legislation. A man in his 20s remains in custody following a fatal stabbing in Salins, County Kildare. The Israeli military says food trucks have crossed into northern Gaza after it opened a new crossing in its association with the United States. Russian officials say at least 15 people were killed in a Ukrainian attack on Belgorod. The chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council has called on the government to show leadership and take action necessary to grasp the known opportunities in the electricity sector. Meanwhile, gas was the leading provider of electricity in Ireland last month, and the Vintners Federation is calling on the government for urgent support due to rising costs within the industry. Jim McGuinness's comeback has already yielded an Ulster title for Donegal, who needed a penalty shootout to see off Armagh in Clonus yesterday. Another Leinster title for Dublin, their 14th in a row. They eventually saw off a gutsy Louth by 119 to 212. Rory McIlroy has won the Wells Fargo Championship for the fourth time, with the final round 6-65 at Quail Hollow. Arsenal remained a point clear of Manchester City. Leandro Trossard with the only goal in a 1-0 win at Manchester United. And Ireland's cricketers suffered a 7-wicket defeat to Pakistan in the second T20 in Dublin. Rain extending northwards, some sunshine and showers developing thereafter. Some showers heavy as well. Cooler than recent days, temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cheers and thank you. Okay, stay with us. We're here with thanks to our friends at Noix.ie. Please check them out on Facebook, TikTok and Instagram for all your great design ideas. Mm-hmm. It is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Education, made my way into the You found the home of even more music at breakfast with Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Woken up in broken bars, I fell asleep in frozen cars, empty corridors, seeing stars. That I can say is I took the road that showed no hope. I hid a drink, but I love to smoke. Lost the friends that I used to know, found ones on the way. If you see my face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show. I've been done and hit the floor. Hold me in your arms and don't let go. Looking back on things so far, I kissed the pain and I loved those scars. Written books on things so far, don't let it slip away. If you see my face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show. I've been done and hit the floor. Hold me in your arms and don't let go. Don't let go. Just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've been all right, Brad. Okay, so stay with us, actually. When's the last time, actually, can you remember? Because I know you've been very busy all weekend.
Yeah.
When's the last time that you've had a really, really good belly laugh? Like just an honest to goodness belly laugh.
Probably with my girlfriends.
Right, okay, that was.
Brook Lodge.
I had one on Friday where I nearly fell off the chair.
Oh, wow.
I was actually watching a TV show that we watch.
What?
Catastrophe. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of the lines are just brilliant. The reason I tell you that is because on the way I can tell you when you should have, scientifically, when you should have your best belly laugh of the week.
Oh, of the week?
Of the week.
Right.
So you can set your clock for it. Oh,
God. But you only get one a week.
No, no, but if you have it at this time of a week, it will be the best belly laugh you've ever had.
Sold.
Okay. Cranberry's on the way.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Enjoy a truly unique getaway and explore Inishmore on the Aran Islands. Stay in one of our sea view bedroom chalets on the elevated grounds of the hotel, overlooking Killeany Bay and Kilronan Harbour. Experience Inishmore and the island way of life with a two-night digital detox during midweek break that's guaranteed to recharge your batteries. All for €75 B&B per person sharing per night at the Aran Islands Hotel. Call Aran Islands Hotel on 099-6 61104 to book.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It is Monday morning.
Good morning, Monday morning.
Good morning, Monday morning. All this week, we've two pairs of tickets to give away each day to the Rewind Festival, which takes place on Saturday, 2nd of June at St. Dan's Park. People like Gabrielle will be there, Heather Small, Go West, Nick Kershaw, who we will be talking to later on this morning.
Yes.
Well, I caught up with him on Friday. Yeah. Really interesting guy. He played Live Aid. He's like he was actually
he's a big
there.
Deal.
He's a
Did
big
you
deal.
Like him? Did you like him?
Yes, yeah. Actually, I think because he knew that I knew his music well.
Yeah.
Because I remember playing his music in the 80s.
Yeah.
That we bonded. We're like.
We bonded.
We're best mates.
Now, did you ask anything about
for what?
Living with? For your friend.
Do you know what? He is so cool. He would be great. I think he's too cool to live with. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just think he's. He sort of lives in his studio.
So you didn't?
He lives in his
studio. Right.
You know, in the 80s, he used to go out wearing disguises, big beard and big black glasses, because he was literally a pin-up star for about 5 years in the 80s. Anyway.
You didn't call him a has-been, did you?
More about, no, he called me a has-been at the end and hung up. Find out why later on this morning.
Good.
Also, your belly laugh. So you want a belly laugh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, according to a study, right?
Yes.
Okay. The time for best for a belly laugh, when you'll have your best belly laugh, is 8 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Oh.
So if you have a laugh on a Friday, it will turn into a belly laugh.
Good.
Because your mind is in weekend mode and you're ready to go dancing, you know?
Yeah. You feel kind of giddy.
Yeah, you're giddy. So if a bloke says knock knock and the joke isn't even good, you can roll you can roll around the floor. Yeah. I was watching Catastrophe on Friday. With Sharon Horgan and Rob Delaney, which I'm well into it now. I'm into like season 3 now, where actually they've split up and come back and everything. There's just some lines in that, especially from her, that are just you nearly have to play them again. If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix.
I'd say it is out quite a bit now.
No, I understand, but I think there are some people that haven't as well. That's that one covered right. Anyway. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I loved it. It was very funny.
Does it end then? Like, is it gone? Like after, and it does it? No, don't tell me what happens.
There's no sign of it. There's no sign of another one.
No, well, she's moved on, hasn't she? And so has he. But it's really, really like he's moved on to Wrexham. He's the bloke that bought Wrexham.
Yeah. Did you see him on the Late Late? He was brilliant.
No, I didn't. No. I must watch that.
Very funny.
Really like him. 087-188-0008. Just a matter of interest. When can you remember your last? Big. What was your last big belly laugh about?
I don't know. Like, in fairness, I do laugh quite a bit. I'm trying to think.
Women laugh more than men, by the way. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And women laugh more as they get older, and men laugh less as they get older.
It's really weird.
It is weird. I can't understand why. That's
research. My daughter, Jess, the 7-year-old one, she makes me laugh out loud.
Okay, there you go.
It's quite hard to laugh out loud, isn't it, in life?
Yes, it is, because it takes a lot of effort. So it has to be something
Sometimes
really good.
I think that is really funny in my head, but I might kind of go...
yeah. But when you laugh, you do laugh.
Yeah.
So There's a floodgate.
Yes. My youngest really makes me laugh out loud. Okay. Just the things she does.
Oh, Jess.
But a belly laugh, don't you feel so like you almost need to go, oh, God, I needed that.
Well, it increases boosts your personal happiness levels and your life satisfaction within the seconds of you having a belly laugh. So it's really, really good for you. Yeah, like there is a whole science.
087-188-0008. When is the last time you had a good belly laugh?
Yeah. Really good. And what was it about? Are we missing out on something? Should we know?
Should we watch something?
Should we watch something?
Yeah.
087-188-0008. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Morning. Dance on the floor in the round.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, €3,000 can be yours, guys.
3,000. So it's kicked into 3,000 a day, and of course, there is a video I have heard flying around in which I reveal five of the most guessed wrong answers. And you'll get that on Instagram if you want to have a look at that. Okay, where is it here? Let me just get down here. 087-188-0008. It's a question. That's all we want to know. The answer is two.
Good luck, guys. 087-188-0008.
Best of luck. 7 o'clock news on the way.
Classic Hits at Work
with Trina Mara.
We were talking on the show about songs that seem to stay in the charts for about 100 years.
Whitney Houston, the song from The Bodyguard, I Will Always Love You. Oh my God, that must have been number one for about 10 weeks or something like that.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire was in the charts for 42 weeks.
Trina, Celine Dion's Think Twice, endless played on the radios.
That Wet 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 one, Wet 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 actually requested that that not be number one anymore. They had enough.
Classic Hits at Work with Trina Mara. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Imi Balthana, Milanigat Shaska Tho, Hon Marilyn Monroe, Happy Birthday, Mr. President, Egbrehla Uchtron America, John F. Kennedy. Imi Balthana, Havilas Atridig, V. Spostra, Chris Hadfield, Isbos, August, Hanshe, Space Oddity, O David Bowie. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. In Havilas Ashoft, host Amy Winehouse, Blake Wilder in Miami. Imi Balthana, Míle Níged, Nóra Hocht, Four Share, August Sunny, Railed, Erin Hollywood, Walk of Fame. That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime from anywhere with digital stamps on the Onpost app. Onpost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. The government is to launch a major review of welfare entitlements for asylum seekers. In the Sunday Independent, Taoiseach Simon Harris said he wants to ensure Ireland adopts a firmer migration system. A memo examining the adjustment of payments for international protection applicants and Ukrainian refugees will go before cabinet ministers tomorrow. The Social Democrats spokesperson for social protection, Gary Gannon, though, believes it could promote dangerous misinformation.
Welfare entitlements are higher here, only moderately in the Ireland than like France or Germany, for example. It also needs to be taken into consideration that the cost of living or the accommodation or rent is equally as high. So this is actually just the government operating in chaos, stirring in the pot a little bit of misinformation.
Meanwhile, a number of asylum seekers' tents in Dublin were damaged over the weekend. Gardaí now investigating an incident along the Grand Canal on Saturday night. The legal age to buy cigarettes is to be raised to 21. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will seek cabinet approval for the move tomorrow. He'll tell his colleagues that the ages between 18 and 21 are high risk for taking up the habit. The law change won't affect 18-year-olds who smoke already, as the measures include a so-called wash-through period. A man in his 20s remains in Garda custody following a fatal stabbing in County Kildare. A man in his 30s died in the incident at a house in Salins at around 3 o'clock yesterday morning. Garda made the arrest at the scene and a post-mortem examination will take place today. Fianna Fáil councillor Carmel Kelly lives in Salins.
Devastating tragedy for the families and the friends involved. My thoughts and prayers are with them and, of course, the neighbours in what is such a small, quiet cul-de-sac Kieran Salins. A shocking experience for them too.
You know, Energy is announcing another price cut. It's launching a new fixed rate deal for new customers. It says it's 6% lower than its previous rate and is the fifth time this year that UNO has cut its rates, although the Irish Independent reports it can't be availed of by existing customers. Elsewhere, gas was the leading provider of electricity last month. 42% of our power was generated by gas in April, following a particularly windy period in February and March. The latest figures, though, from Gas Networks Ireland show demand is down across several sectors, including construction, residential and retail. The Director of Strategy and Regulation, Edwina Nighan, explains why.
The weather was warmer in April versus March,